things off with our pals from Talk Radio News. We love it when the former congressman from Ohio, our pal Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, a lot happening in Washington. Of course, on this show, I'm telling you, everybody wants a piece of Syria. Everybody has an opinion on it. What's the latest that is happening? There's nothing new, right? The Washington has kind of a measured response, at least from the White House now at this point, or has something changed?
Well, it does, but looking at what I call congressional speak, if you look at the White House's statement, they said there's three criteria. One, has to be proven that the Syrian government, through our intelligence information, is actually the entity that did this, because there was speculation maybe it was the resistance or the insurgents. So second thing is communication with Congress. Now, they don't say approval, just communication. In fact, John Boehner, the Republican speaker, in a conversation with President Obama, said communicate with Congress. He doesn't want to vote on this any more than anybody else under the sun. And then the third thing is not going for UN approval, but the president says following human rights international law. When I look at all three of those, Kate, and talking to some people on the Hill today who are kind of in the know, everybody's coming to consensus that, you know, the president's going to do something, probably a precision type of strike on a military or two or three facilities over a quick 2 or 3 day period, and it's probably going to be fairly soon. That's the best DC guess. Members of Congress just are all over the place on this. John McCain wants, you know, more action, whatever that is. I don't know if that's boots on the ground or what. France is all worked up over this one. You know, they were mad at us over Iraq, and they're worked up on wanting to do something. So I think due to the line in the sand comment, you know, something's going to happen.
All right, something's going to happen. Do you think it's when Congress gets back, though? Because that's not until deeper into September, what, the 9th?
No, I think it's going to be phone. When they say consensus, you know, the Congress has the ability to make conference calls to their entire caucus. Denny Hoyer and I used to do that on security issues. Boom, everybody can get on the line and voice an opinion. Okay. I would honestly be shocked if this would go over a week from now. I would be shocked.
All right, so maybe in the next couple of days they were saying that. Wow. And in the meantime, while that is happening, and that is absolutely the number one thing that is creating the buzz, and of course what happened, the chemical weapons, that whole thing, the government sends an envoy to North Korea. What's happening with North Korea? And you've dealt with this before.
Well, you know, North Korea is really the most hard to deal with. I mean, it's hard to deal with within Iran because it's completely close. But we've got a State Department special envoy, and they're going to go to North Korea this week and try to free Kenneth Bae, I think I'm saying it correct, a U.S. citizen who's been detained there since November. And Ambassador Robert King, and he's the president special envoy for North Korea issues, is going to stop in his travels to that region. So they've sentenced this man to 15 years of hard labor, and they've moved him to a hospital, and they said he committed serious crimes against North Korea, including setting up bases in China, et cetera. So they're trying to do something to free him. You know, to go over especially for one person, there must be something really behind this to push to free him, as far as maybe a setup or something.
Yeah, so there's something there.
Yeah.
All right, so the clock is ticking on a few things. We'll keep our eyes open on that. Bob Ney, as always, thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again. Thanks. All right, so you could hear the what we were talking about with the congressman there. It's a lot of conversation about Syria, obviously, the red line, the chemical weapons, all that kind of stuff, because pretty much this is the continuation of the last week, where now the evidence is there. So ultimately, what happens? And we're in the thick of this as Americans, because whatever investment in it we make, financially certainly there would be an investment, but whatever we ultimately, the president decides to do, that affects every single one of us. And many of you still are sending, and it's not surprising to me, lots of emails over your thoughts on what you think should happen or not happen in Syria. It's kind of a split deal here on America Tonight. Coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things, too, as well, including an update on that crazy fire in California. I mean, it's just really, if you know nothing about firefighting and you see the trucks in your neighborhood and you've never had to deal with a fire, thank goodness, and lucky you. But these kinds of fires, much different than a house fire or something that happens on a block, the fire in Yosemite is still incredibly dangerous for many California homeowners, and they're worried about the power and a slew of other things, too, because of the location of where it is. So far, the super tourist areas are not being hit by this. So, so far, that hasn't happened. But, meaning the waterfalls and some of the more eye-popping parts of Yosemite, still lots of damage. I mean, anywhere you go in the gates of that park, and I've had the fortune to be there a couple of different times, you know, so it's almost ironic that I would say that, but where most people will go, in other words, of the 4 million people that go for the first time to Yosemite, some of them, the beautiful, beautiful areas, the photographic areas that you see are still okay, but who knows how long that lasts. And in a courtroom in Texas, it's the end of the road anyway for the Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, who addresses the court martial panel, because really that's what it is, court martial panel, all of a sudden breaking silence in his defense, which led to a few gasps. We're going to tell you what that was about, ultimately what he said. There was no witnesses that were called in the sentencing phase, and that could wrap up. We could see this all be done perhaps in the next day or two. That wouldn't be shocking. And really it's a question of, you know, then it's up to the decision will be made as to whether, you know, we'll see how far they'll take this Hassan thing. So it's been weeks and weeks of it's been a couple of weeks of strangeness after the 2009 killings on that giant army base. Fort Hood, Texas is a huge base that was so shocking in itself, and it's seems as though it wasn't that long ago, but it was 2009. So now finally this is the end of the road. A lot of family members of the victims who died were there, wanted to hear, wanted to see, wanted to know what was going on. And now with this, with what he had to say in the courtroom, a lot of people feel as though let's hope he gets what he deserves. That was a lot of what people were saying when they were quoted having come out of or listened to what had happened there. Remember, he was convicted of 13 counts of premeditated murder, 32 counts of attempted murder, and all from that rampage in the at the Army base that was just so shocking to so many people that this happened. You know, first of all, that happened on one of our strongest, one of our biggest bases. And also we're going to wrap up, too, the hour with some odds and ends. We'll throw some of those in because there's been an interesting day, to say the least. A lot of it having to do with the weather. In fact, we're going to check in on the weather coming up in just a minute here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Actually kind of unbearable. Like, it's hard for me to focus. You know, it's hard for me to do what the teacher asked me to do because, you know, I have to sit there and read.
You don't feel like doing anything at school, I guess. Don't feel like working. Like, you feel like going home.
It's just too darn hot in the Midwest. How hot is it? In the 90s, so some students were sent home. Some schools didn't even open because the heat was absolutely unbearable. No relief for many in the Midwest who are simply not used to this kind of weather at this time of year, and especially coming off of a cold front in some of the areas. And you know, many of you called me to talk about that in our previous show, talking about what the heat was like. Some of you like the heat and some of you don't like the heat, but it's not good for the schools where they don't have, especially, and I bring this up a bunch of times, but Fargo, North Dakota, some of the schools don't have air conditioning. Because why would they? They don't need air conditioning. It's heat. It's all about heat, baby. So, normally the temperatures would not be that warm, and now suddenly they're trying to deal with it. But this all is passing, and it'll cool off. And so the day or two that some students got off, they'll be back by Wednesday, Thursday probably, you know, until the end of the week, and then it's back for business as usual too on Monday. So I would say to the students, just enjoy the day off. We've talked about this before. To get a day off, are you kidding me, in the beginning of the year? That's like bonus. That's like extra credit where you didn't have to do anything. A couple of other things weather-wise, since I'm on it here right at the beginning of the show, because weather is the common denominator, right, for all of us. If you want to talk about the buzz, you know, the two big things. If we start to see gas get high, then you start to have that conversation in the elevator. And when you're pumping gas, and also the weather anytime, elevator, going to the supermarket, whatever. People always throw out the lines when it's too hot, too cold, or some mysterious thing has happened. And they did have that happen in Arizona. You know, in the desert, often you'll see huge dust storms, but some of the photography from Phoenix was unbelievable. This is radio, but picture a giant wall, almost like you're in Saudi Arabia, a giant wall of dust just bearing down on you. And that's what the people in Phoenix were treated to during the day. It looked, it was crazy. It was just a wall of giant dust clouds slamming through the buildings in the air and combing their way through the desert and through whatever the residential areas were that were being hit by it. It was crazy. And it was all over Twitter. I mean, people tweeted this picture and other pictures like it all over social media because it was such a stunning thing. We would have, when the soldiers first were in Iraq and then in Afghanistan, sometimes we were lucky enough to get some people on, and they would talk about that. They would talk about one of the things they had to deal with was dust storms, and that's exactly what it looked like to me. Something else that people are having to deal with that isn't a dust storm or it isn't warm weather, but equally as crazy, especially the amount of times that we're talking about it, is the sinkhole phenomenon. And it's not just Florida, although all over Florida that's happening, and it makes sense because if you think of what's happening with the lime underneath and what houses and are built on in some neighborhoods. But in other parts of the country, people are reporting sinkholes that are all of a sudden erupting, like in Michigan. There was a crazy water main break, and this can happen where it just opened up a huge hole in the street. And I saw the huge hole in the street. And I'm telling you, if you were driving by, you would have no idea. It was 4 feet wide, 10 feet deep. And boom, it just popped open all of a sudden. And this is what's happening with those other sinkholes. They were able to block it off, luckily. But with the sinkhole where the guy was in the house and he was sucked into the sinkhole, killing him. And there are other sinkholes where people have barely escaped it. It's crazy, especially in Florida. It seems like every couple of days we're talking about some sort of a sinkhole that is swallowing up the earth, more trees and more houses or structures or whatever. And in Louisiana, they're talking about it, too. They just had a big sinkhole that did exactly that, went after the trees. And when people are standing there and they see it, it's got to be the craziest thing. Because all of a sudden, things start to sink. That's the name sinkhole. And this sinkhole, by the way, that I'm talking about, Louisiana, is pretty brutal. It's a 24-acre sinkhole. So it started off small, but now it's become huge. It's become that big where now it's just completely blocked off, and who knows how big this ultimately becomes. They say that they've got these burps that happen when the air and the gas from the deep sinkhole bubbles up, and it can cause debris and kind of this crazy oily substance to float to the top, and it's just an odd phenomenon. And it's close to, there were people that had homes near there, so that they had to get out of there. And they're worried that this is going to happen in a few other areas because they're starting to see it. And here they think that this is caused by a failed brine cavern. And the trees were sunk into it too as well, that it's slow. But they're seeing it. They're seeing that it's gotten bigger and bigger. See, so isn't this interesting? Some because of the lime, some because of where something's built, others because of natural gas gathering under, an aquifer. And once that happens, it's pretty tough to stop that. And that's one of the situations in Louisiana. So when people see that thing with the natural gas, then they wonder, will they see the same thing not far from their properties, or at least in some places where people have given up part of the rights and they're looking for natural gas, they're concerned about whether or not, you know, they're going to end up in the same situation with the sinkhole deal. I'll tell you, it does make you think, you know. I just did a little walk around the house. How are things out here? And just to sort of put my mind at ease, when was the last time we had a sinkhole in this neighborhood? So part of the conversation, for sure, you know, without a doubt. And bouncing around to other things, you know, so here we've been in Louisiana for sinkholes and elsewhere, too, as well. Michigan talking about sinkholes there, talking about in the 90s, crazy weather, the humidity high where it feels like it's 100 and some degrees. So some of the schools were closed. Kids got the day off because of that. And while all of that is happening, we've now seen that because of Syria, which we started off talking to the congressman about, because of the Syrian conflict where we're trying to figure out how this all flushes out, we've now seen that oil has jumped significantly. If you want to know what you're going to pay for gas at the pump, you just have to look at the price of a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange, you know, what it's at. So oil prices spiked up about 3% on Tuesday, while the U.S. and our allies consider a military strike on Syria anyway. I mean, that's what we're going back and forth over. So the investors are kind of flipping all over the place on this. There's been some stocks selling off and other people running to safer havens is what they call it, investing in other things, worried because, remember, negative news is what tanks the stock market. And for once and for all, because I have been asked this question so many times, we talk about barrels of crude. Saudi Arabia produces about 12 million barrels of crude a day. Iraq and Iran, of course, are very, very big producers, too. And this is the kind of stuff that happens to the stock market when you start to say things are shaky and you look ultimately at the price of what crude is, a barrel of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, a little We Can Count. Hang with us.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
For you. Some good ones and some sad ones. Let's start with the heavy-hearted news first because it deals with a lot of numbers and many of you, and we'll talk about this later throughout the show here on America Tonight. But bail was set at $3 million for a 16-year-old boy charged with the killing of a World War II veteran and who's saying that the man was beaten to death because he shorted the teenager and another boy on the sale of crack cocaine. Yeah, right. Anyway, so $3 million, Delbert Belton, who is the veteran that we're talking about, his nickname was Shorty, and poor Shorty in the middle of, sadly, what became the end of his life. So there, here we have one with the that's been charged, and $3 million is what it'll take to bail him out. So you got Adams Kennard, and you got Demetrius Glenn. They're trying to say they were buying crack cocaine from Shorty when that attack happened on August 21st. And, of course, anybody who knows the guy, they're laughing and saying, not laughing about the situation, but laughing at the ridiculousness of the twisted story. Shorty for a reason, because he was a small guy, just about 5 feet tall. So both of those teenagers are charged with first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, maybe a life sentence. Some say that's too good for them to get a life sentence for the shocking, heinous thing, ultimately, that they did. Hey, Joe Francis, you know those girls on spring break that were lifting up their tops while they were probably drunk or decided it was going to get their, they were going to get their 15 minutes of fame, and if you're a father, you were just hoping this will never be my daughter. Well, Joe Francis was actually convicted. Don't know if you knew this story or not, but Joe Francis has been sentenced to 270 days in jail, 3 years probation for assaulting a woman at his Los Angeles home back in 2008. 2011, he has to do an anger management course. He has to do 52 sessions of psych counseling. And this was back in May, where he was convicted of 5 misdemeanor counts, false imprisonment, assault, dissuading a witness from reporting a crime, and whatnot. So now he has to pay the price, but some would say small in a way, 270 and 3 years probation. Doesn't have to do the ankle bracelet thing, though. So this is big, big news. Apparently, cybercrime has hit the New York Times. It just shows you if they want you, they'll get in. So 2 weeks after denying that there was this 90-minute outage, which there was no denying that. There was a 90-minute outage. You know, all the people now who get the digital editions, which is so many people, and they go on, they couldn't get the New York Times, and the phones were being rung off the hook. They were talking about, oh, it's website problems. And now they're saying that the website problems were the result of a mal attack. So it just goes to show you how hackers will get into anything, whether it's retail companies, stock exchanges, banks, or media outlets. And the Times is even still saying that they're working to fix the problem. And they're just saying our assessment is it was a result of a malicious external attack. And what they did is when they tweeted out about the outage, they just said we're experiencing technical difficulties and we are working on it. People were surprised that the gray lady was suddenly not available. This was shortly after 3 o'clock Eastern, and then wasn't completely shut down. And by 4 o'clock, then it was back online as usual. So you knew something was wrong. 90-minute shortage outage for the New York Times. There's absolutely no way. And I'll say it again. It just shows you that if somebody wants to get to you, they'll get to you. They're getting to the New York Times. They're breaking through codes and systems. And, you know, this is sophisticated the way the hackers are able to operate. I say sophisticated because anything new that comes up, they figure out a way to get in it. We had one time on a show, we had the head of McAfee on, and he was telling us that they are strictly looking for the best ex-hackers so that they can go through and find viruses as fast as they can to try to get to them before it's too late, because they're popping up every like 10 seconds. Every 10 seconds that's happening. And then you wonder why, you know, it's another additional cost to us. We have to pay for security for your stuff on your PC or your tablet or whatever, because you don't want somebody hacking into it, and then you're stuck. Doesn't appear to be a situation where they're stuck here, but the person, the casino operator of Las Vegas, Sands Corp, agrees to pay $47 million, a little more than that, after failing to report millions of dollars that they had gained from a gambler linked to drug trafficking. The U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. said that they agreed to end the criminal investigation. They're not going to look for an indictment against the casino guy at this point. They found that Chinese-Mexican businessman Zhili Yagan transferred $45 million to the Venetian casino between 2006 and 2007. Yagan now faces drug trafficking charges in Mexico, but the investigators, when they wrapped up, concluded that the Sands didn't comply with the federal law requiring casinos report suspicious financial transactions involving customers. So the Las Vegas Sands noted its cooperation with the investigation was recognized by the government. You know, they just mentioned that in a statement. So, pretty curious. Actually, I'm pretty curious in a way as to what the rest of that story is, that they've got to pay that money for failing to report the suspicious deposits. You know, they're figuring out, well, why $45 million then? and that year to the Venetian. So they're catching up with it. They're following the money to try to get to the bottom of what you can only get to the bottom of when you know what's happening, and there's no obligation to do that. But they're going after them big time. So anything that they found would be certainly evidence in court as to why even do that, why even go after them, thinking that, I mean, there's a reason why I think they have something, certainly for sure. All right, we need a good story. We need something with big numbers that just makes you smile. And the Good Samaritans are still out there, but they seem to be far and few between. There was an 18-year-old girl whose car slammed into a creek. She was trapped for 18 hours, was finally rescued by a Good Samaritan whose home she was very close to. So Brad Shearer, a former military criminal investigator, was sitting at his desk getting ready to grill. He noticed something shiny. It turned out to be a car and the person in the car, the recent high school grad. And so thus ended the mystery there. And it's funny because the guy who heard the crash says that his wife realized that she had heard the crash and ignored the sound at night, didn't know it sounded far away or something. So here in this case, the fact that 18 hours, trapped for 18 hours, and going down and then rescuing her, the call, making those calls, had to be the best calls you could possibly make. That's a good ending to the story because of she survives, they pull her out, and then, you know, it's funny, it's that old thing about do you ignore things you see or think you see, or something sounds further away, do you just ignore it and not investigate it where it used to be before? Somebody, you know, if you got lost in the woods, somebody would say, oh, they'll find us because they'll be looking for us right away. And you know that people that we ran into knew we were back here, stuck in this quadrant of the park or whatever. Now, not so sure. It's kind of hit or miss for those Good Samaritan stories. I happen to know a lot of Good Samaritan stories, so I feel good about that. Rock on, you Good Samaritans. And I'd like to think that if I heard something and I knew it was just off, that I would respond to it. But you never know. Something sounds faint, it's not possible, whatever. And you just push it aside because you're certainly not thinking the worst. Oh, this must be a drug cartel. Oh, this must be some kind of freak accident. You're just not thinking at along those lines. Unless you have a big entourage of people. Because if you have a big entourage of people, then it's easier to track some of that down. And if it's close enough within ear range, probably somebody responds quickly enough. I mean, that's my philosophy. If I'm close and I can get there and I can help, I would absolutely help. If I can't, then I would just get a commander or somebody else to help out. I would call whoever I had to call to get a different team out. But the fact that immediately they saw it, they responded, that's a good thing, because 18 hours, whoo! That is a long time, my friend. 18 hours. Unbelievable. We're going to end with a little snippet of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech and some reaction to it from Andrew Young this hour anyway, and a couple of other things we'll throw in. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
All right, probably the most famous little snippet from that very powerful speech by Martin Luther King Jr., and a lot of people reacting to the 50 years ago when that speech was made. It's been kind of a week like that. Andrew Young is a politician who's really worn a lot of different hats. He at one point served as the mayor of Atlanta. He's a guy who was a supporter and a very close friend of Martin Luther King Jr.'s, and he was very much a part of the 60s civil rights movement. He left, actually, political office, I want to say, in the late 80s, and he's been a big part of lots of different organizations focusing on lobbying and public policy and, you know, that kind of stuff. So Andrew Young, who was very close with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., talked about what that speech, MLK's speech, was all about.
Once I heard Martin speak, essentially, it kind of all came together. It just caught the imagination of the entire nation. It really made civil rights respectable.
So there you go. Made civil rights respectable. I wonder, and we've kind of tried to put this in perspective, 50 years is such a long time, and you wonder if Dr. King were around today, what would he think of where we are as a nation? Because it was much different, the movement that he was a huge part of and what he was fighting to achieve and whatnot versus what we see certainly today, without a doubt. And it's been an interesting week for people talking about relationships with him, people who had relationships because of the milestone, and also talking about as a nation where we should be headed and where we are now, and when it comes to race relations, and really reliving for so many people, younger generations who missed all of this part of our history, giving more details and talking about the history of what it was like back then. So as we listen to the words of I Have a Dream and Martin Luther King, boy, you think of the threatening situation in Syria, and all these polls that are coming around are showing that this would not be a popular thing. Support for an attack on Syria is definitely not there. It's very, very low. I looked at as many polls as I could find, and all the polls have it at a very, very low point of approval. Just 28% of the American people, and we're trying to compare it to Vietnam, and we've had guests on who have done that, who have tried to compare it to Vietnam. When you look at the Vietnam era, just 28% of American people thought it was the right decision to send troops into Nam at one of the lowest points in the spring of 1971. And then we look at Afghanistan, and we look at Iraq, which was heavily backed initially, and then the support there waned. But Syria is nowhere on the map. I mean, Syria, the people who want to see something, some kind of intervention in Syria from this polling perspective, is at a very, very low, low number. We're talking, it's supported by 28% of the people. 28% of the people polled, and that's crazy. And this is after, by the way, chemical weapon attacks and what the evidence of chemical weapon attacks and Syria, the Syrian people, and the Syrian people who died, and you saw the kids and the girls and the men wrapped up in white sheets. It was after the polling was taken, after all of that was out there, that you had that many people saying, wow, just forget about it. You know, no way. It shows you that there's the lack of desire to first of all, get to the point where it's threatening, and we get too involved, and next thing you know, it's more than, okay, we're going to do a drone action here. It's much deeper than that. And that would mean to me that the president's approval ratings, you can count on it, you could take that to the bank, would be in the toilet. If tomorrow it was, we're invading, even if there's people backing it, even if there's plenty of people backing it, which many people call the show and really have, and certainly have written, some have written to the effect that they want to see it too, I can guarantee you that ultimately the number would be in the 20s, if that. It would be in the 20s for sure, if that, for an approval, because really we are so weary of more deployments, more possibilities for things to screw up, especially with the current rules of engagement, which make it rather tough to decide how do I fend, you know, what do I do to fend off this attack? Because normally you point something at me, I point it back at you, but now it's a much different situation. The whole mission is supposed to be about diplomacy, easy for me to say, and talking somebody who is a would-be sniper or bombist or whatever, talking them out of it in a sense. But it just seems to not. I mean, it's just not effective to not have rules of engagement. I can't imagine if I went into the military, did everything I was told, I'm one of the team, you've got to be one of the team if you're in the military or you can't make it. That's why you never leave a man behind, because you are a unit, you're all part of it. And if we had these cockamamie rules of engagement and we were sitting ducks, boy, I'd find it really hard to swallow that. Really, really, really hard. All right, I mentioned at one point that I would talk about this just briefly. It's the wrap-up of Hassan and now what's happened in this military court-martial and beyond, really. And it's been a very strange thing to watch, read the documents of and whatnot, because it's just taken so long to go through the system, although it's certainly not unusual in this case. When I say long to go through the system, because of it happening in 2009, but the case is done. Hassan rested his case. He didn't speak at the sentencing phase of the trial. Some people, this surprised them that he didn't do that, but he rested the sentencing phase without speaking after the victims of loved ones spent the morning, and this is probably smart on his part, telling the overwhelming grief, telling about the overwhelming grief he caused their families. You know, he called himself a soldier of Allah, but he didn't want to make his own case for martyrdom. That's what it seemed like. That's what he was going for. He didn't do that. So the judge recessed until Wednesday. And remember, we're talking about 13 people. We're talking about injuring over 30 people at the military base. And, boy, there's a lot of witnesses that came to talk about surgery, talk about dead friends. Terrible stories to hear them reliving the stories, but I'm glad that they did that for the emphasis on what it represented. So now it's a question of, at the minimum, the 42-year-old Hassan, who is paralyzed, which we know after the shooting rampage, will spend the rest of his life in prison. But the jury decides if Hassan deserves a death sentence. What do you think? You can always send that to me, to AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.